USA Radio News.
Today, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said that President Trump will host the United Nations Security Council meetings with foreign leaders later this month in New York City. Haley was also asked during a press conference how things are going regarding North Korea and them denuclearizing.
We let Chairman Kim know that just because we shake hands and we smile at each other does not mean that the international community is okay with their building of ballistic missiles.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings continue on Capitol Hill today. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch has some words for a protester.
Mr. Chairman, I think we ought to have this loudmouth removed. I mean, we shouldn't have to put up with this kind of stuff. I hope she's not a law student.
That interruption, one of 20 we've seen so far today in the confirmation hearings. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Pediatricians are pushing flu shots for all young children. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story and the new guidelines.
The new guidelines coming from the American Academy of Pediatrics, which says all kids 6 months and up should be getting flu shots as soon as possible, saying the flu virus is common and unpredictable and often causes serious complications in children, even in healthy ones. The CDC says last year's flu season was one of the most severe on record, putting thousands of American children in hospitals and nearly 180 of them died of flu-related causes. The CDC says of those, 80% had not gotten flu shots. The Academy makes its new recommendations in the journal Pediatrics. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Terry Perry resigned as USA Gymnastics president today, this after many people felt she mishandled the Larry Nassar scandal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
As we await the August job numbers, the numbers could come out and tell us that unemployment rate is the lowest it's been since 1969. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee talks about some of the other things that are going well regarding the economy.
Workers' wages are up, not down. People are getting bonuses and pay raises that they haven't had in a long time. We have the largest number of Americans working. Women have the best employment rates in 18 years. Minorities the best ever. We have a GDP that's on track to hit 3 to 4%.
Today, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey appointed former Senator John Kyle to the late John McCain seat. Kyle spoke earlier about the appointment.
I am grateful for Governor Ducey's confidence in me and honored to accept this appointment. We're all saddened by the circumstances that required the appointment and appreciate that there was only one John McCain. John and I served the people of Arizona together for nearly 20 years. And in that spirit, along with Senator Flake, I will do my best to assure that Arizonans continue to be well represented in the U.S. Senate. The governor asked me to serve for the remainder of the term, and he's made some very convincing points. I've committed to serving at least through the second session of the 115th Congress. I do know I will not seek this seat in 2020 nor any other office in the future.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.